Welcome back to The Pulse. Since the Syrian crisis made its way to Canadian shores, there has been no shortage of initiatives launched to help. Lots of grassroots efforts to deal and respond to the crisis. One of those efforts came from Western University on Tuesday. The university announced a multi-pronged approach to help support refugee families, students, and scholars. So there are three aspects to what Western is doing. One is a refugee sponsorship fund that has been set up. They're also working to establish 10 Syrian refugee student awards, and they are going to set up a scholars at risk program. Vicky Essis is a professor in the Department of Psychology. He's also the director of the Center for Research on Migration and Ethnic Relations. Joins us now to discuss this further. Vicky, I appreciate your time today.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, just to start, generally, you know, the news came out earlier this week that Western was going to get involved and help. Why has Western University decided to get involved with these three initiatives?
I think Western realizes the situation is very dire right now, and we would like to show our support and take a stand in this situation.
With regards to the refugee sponsorship fund, the goal is to raise $30,000 to sponsor a family of five. That's a narrow goal, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but why go for the $30,000 and the one family?
So the goal was to start with one family and see how we do. And we've been very clear that if we have more support, we will definitely be looking into sponsoring more than one family. So I don't think it's a narrow goal. I think it's a realistic goal, and you have to start somewhere. And we decided that $30,000 in sponsoring one family was something concrete we could do. And if the campaign and the initiative expands, that would be wonderful.
Well, $30,000 isn't an insignificant amount of money to raise at any time. So certainly I can understand, you know, and it's easy. It seems like it's something that's easily scalable if you have $60,000 or $90,000 that's raised, say.
Exactly. What I should mention is that sponsorship doesn't only include the finances. It also includes dedicated people who will be willing to be the guarantors of refugee families for the first year of their settlement in Canada. And so it will be important not only if we're scaling to have additional funding, but to have additional committed people who are willing to take on that responsibility.
That was going to be my next question in terms of, I guess, a timeline, and B, do you have, like, say we had $30,000 tomorrow, and there was theoretically a family that was available or able to come to London. Do we have the infrastructure in place, I guess, to be able to accommodate that family here?
Definitely. So the G5 sponsorship application, if you submit an application to Citizenship and Immigration Canada, it can take quite a long time for a match to be made with a refugee family. We are currently in talks with a former student of ours who is currently in Turkey working with Syrian refugees, and she's meeting with the UNHCR tomorrow to talk about whether there are families in need of sponsorship who have been recognized either by the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or by a foreign state as refugees. So through the G5 program, the sponsoring group has to include proof that the applicant has been recognized as a refugee, and that's part of the roadblock right now in terms of the speed of finding people to sponsor. There, as we know, 4 million Syrian refugees. In terms of being able to process them, Canada has not been able to process refugees and process these applications very quickly, partly because of the chaos surrounding the situation and the fact that for private sponsorship, the principal applicant has to have proof of refugee status.
I think you and I are simpatico today, because that was going to be my next question. There was a local church earlier this week announced they'd also raised $30,000 to do something similar, but appeared somewhat frustrated by the lack of movement federally to be able to further this process along in terms of the speed of federal government. And, you know, it's natural there's going to be maybe a slowdown if you're dealing with large numbers of people in this type of a crisis. But is that a concern or a factor in this process for you or for the school?
Yes, I would say yes, it is a factor in terms of how long it takes for a G5 sponsorship. And what I would say is you know, that can hold people back by engaging in this process. But we have decided that no matter how long it takes, we will commit to this and do it. If we can identify a family in Turkey or elsewhere that we can sponsor quickly, we will do that. If we have to go through the whole process and it takes time, we're willing to wait. But we have to start somewhere.
If someone wants to donate money, who is collecting the money and who should those who maybe want to donate make the money out to?
Okay, so the Faculty of Social Science is leading this initiative at Western, and I am really grateful to our new dean, Bob Anderson, for taking this on and immediately jumping in and supporting it. On the Faculty of Social Science webpage or through the main webpage of the University of Western Ontario, there are links to the Cross-Cultural Learner Center. So I should mention that in order to receive funds, we are working with our partners, the London Cross-Cultural Learner Center. Again, we're very appreciative of the support they've shown. They're the largest immigrant-serving agency in London, have a lot of experience settling refugees in the area, and they have set up a donation site for us. So if you go to the Western Social Science webpage, it's very easy to get to that donation site. Donations can be received online or sent via check to the Cross-Cultural Learner Center.
How would you describe Western's response to the refugee crisis?
I think the response of Western is multi-pronged, and there are many people thinking about what we can do and many individuals thinking about what we can do, and I'm sure the effort will grow as we coordinate these. It's nice that we already have three strategies and that we will be working on these.
Yeah, we've talked obviously a lot about the Refugee Sponsorship Fund, but there's also the Syrian Refugee Awards and the Scholars at Risk program. So it seems as though it's more than just throwing money at an issue. It's looking at it from a couple different ways.
Yeah, so as a university, of course, we're in the business of education, and the Syrian Refugee Student Awards will help cover tuition and living costs for up to 10 Syrian students who are admitted to Western. And this is work we are doing through the World University Service of Canada. The person who is leading this initiative is Glenn Tigert, the university registrar. We also have a Scholars at Risk program, and we're part of an international network working to promote academic freedom and defend human rights of scholars. And as a member of Scholars at Risk, we are able to host identified scholars who are facing challenges, human rights abuses in their home countries to come to Western and work here for a period of time.
It's interesting. Sorry.
The person who is responsible for that program is Julie McMullen, who is our Vice Provost International.
It's been interesting to watch the response to this. There's been certainly a lot of talk federally, nationally, and whatnot, but the local response, certainly there's Western, there's the Red Tape Challenge and all that's involved with that, but it seems there's a real grassroots response to this, certainly in London, and I don't think London's alone in this.
I agree completely. At Western, since this has been announced, I can't tell you how many emails I've received from people offering support. A former student who works as an immigration consultant has offered to do the paperwork for us. We've had offers of financial support, people offering to be sponsors. So all sorts of support, and of course, support from our senior administration.
Vicki, I certainly appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
It's Vicki Esses, professor in the Department of Psychology at Western University. She is also the director of the Center for Research on Migration and Ethnic Relations. We need to pause. When we come back, we'll have more of The Pulse with Devin Peacock on AM 980.